Hello, everyone, and welcome.
Love Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and I want to welcome all of you to Gone Wild. We definitely did. I think the music went wilder than we did. It's not here now anymore. So I want to start out. Grab onto those phones. We've got quite a few of you guys waiting, and you know what it is. It's Thursday night, and it's our one, our only phenomenal Dina Flanagan's on tonight. Not only is Dina, you know, I always tell you guys she's born with the gift, and I had someone tease me. They said, she looks real gifted, very nice. What was she born with? And I always laugh because all of you guys want me to explain. Dina came into this life with her six senses open. So she was not only born with this gift of sight, she has read professionally for over 25 years. She goes deeply into healing the soul. Dina is known for working with her past, present, and future. One of the things I love about Dina, and you all know working on the show, is we have a name for all of the psychics, and we have our spot-on girl, we have our mermaid, we have our intense one, we have our sweetheart. I think Dina is our real psychic. I think that when the word comes out, Dina Flanagan, you guys always know that we're going to have a good time, and Dina laughs, jokes with you, and comes right straight from the heart every time she reads. So we're having that June Madness time, and all of you know the three answers. If you want to get in for all the books we're giving away at the end of the month from all the guests we've had through the year, I have a lot of books, you guys, that are very new, nice books that you can win. Put in there, and one of them is come up with a name for Dina Flanagan. Dina Flanagan is the psychic with... You know, you can say it, the bottles, Dina with the drinks, whatever. You know, we all tease Dina doesn't drink, but we've tried to drive her there. Dina, how are you tonight, and what are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just got in. Been a busy day. I've been working all day. I'm ready to roll.
I love that, Dina. Now, everyone knows with you that you have other things you do besides this, and it's just because you're a little worker bee, but what I want to hear, and you always say that, is you do love to read. Can you tell everybody... I've had a lot of new people getting into this career, and they start out and they get the, I call it the jumble months. It's where you first get into this, and you're really doing it out in the public, and you get those people that are like, what month is this? Why is my name this? Why do I like the color? And they get jumbled because those are odd questions, and I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but you guys got to realize we do talk to spirit guides, so we're going to spirit guide. Why does this person feel this? How comes? And a lot of times the guide will give us jumbled messages. They're like, the answer is in, and sometimes it may be the cookie jar. Maybe mom had a cookie jar, and the guy who made its name was on the bottom, and he happened to be Janika, and you became Janika. So, you know, those questions are jumbled. What do you do, Dina, to keep you so positive, to make you feel like this, to want to read?
Well, when I first started out, I did get that jumble stuff. And but over time, you develop it, so you hone it in. It becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, so that when you get a message now, it's like, no, that's it. That's what it is. You know, you may have to decipher it sometimes to different parts or areas of your life, but, I mean, the message is the message. So you will get it no matter what.
I love that. And you know, one thing we were discussing before about the true and genuine psychics, and I was introducing, everybody's like, you always give the best introductions, and it's like, I love people. I always feel that's the, you know, the true honest thing is to find that not only the qualities, but Dina, one thing about you that has been very impressive is not only your healing ability, as we've found out here, but you were talking about this, you know, you pretty much have mastered the tarot, and tonight our subject is working on working with numerology and symbology. I'm curious if I give you a couple numbers here that I've got in numerology, if you wouldn't mind looking with the tarot and what you get with those numbers, and if it means the same thing in tarot as it means in the older school of numerology that I was taught. Would you be willing to do that? Where I know we've got all you guys going, what's the topic? The topic is me and Dina are playing with our toys, okay? So we look at the number. For me, the number two has always meant female. It always meant that it was two, a union coming together. And it always was the positive union of the strength of it. They do it like a Roman numerology, and they show the two in an energy like kind of actually like 11. You see Roman numerology is a 1-1. In tarot, what does the number two stand for?
Well, the number two, it can indicate a waiting period. It also, to me, sometimes is travel or future. And then sometimes it's like a waiting period where it's partial success, but more to be revealed later. And it can also indicate a reconciliation, a reunion, and an element of surprise. But like, I know that like the two of cups to me is like, you know, a reunion or a communication. And like the Two of Rods to me is future. And you know, the Two of Swords is a waiting period. So each one is different, you know.
I love that. And see, now the Two of Swords is what we call a Two of Spades. And I'll, those of you guys know the truth about Jethro. I only started to read the tarot recently. For many years, I read very many psychic lines, and I used the regular Hoyle playing cards, the 52 that we play cards with. And the Two of Spades in the old school that I had was, I agree with the waiting period, but it was a card that you really wanted to avoid, because if you had a spade like that and the two went into any other cards, it meant that in the reading of those cards that you were going to also have some really bad news coming. So I know there is difference, you guys, in what we're doing here. And I love this, because I had someone write me yesterday, I'm using, they said a type of tarot deck. They said, I've got a 6 and a 3. What's going to happen? And I go, you've got a really good magical 63. Together's 9 of power. And I started reading this stuff, and they let me know, I guess I'm old. I don't know why. They politely let me know that that was not what it was meant. So that's when I come up with this idea. I'm going to get Dina to help me learn a little of this. A 6 means children to me. And if I come up with a 6 of diamonds, it's people's children or someone else's. If it's 6 of spades, it means bad news. What does 6 mean in your in the tarot, when you're working with the tarot?
Well, to me, the 6 of swords is you traveling to a better place, or in your life, that is, like a less rough waters into smoother waters. And then the 6 of cups it depends on what's on either side of it too, but the 6 of cups is like communication resolved, or sibling, you know, it could be a sibling thing. And then the 6 of rods to me is victory. It's definitely victory. And then the 6 of pentacles is a give and receive. You know, it's receiving stuff, but it's also giving. It's a balance. So so to me, that's what I get out of all the different 6s.
I love that. And I know a 6 pattern, when you're working with a 6 pattern, is a person that I would consider my numerology. And the 1-6 to me is where I am with communication and loving with people. I would say people-wise, you have a 6 in your pattern, because you always are helping others. You use this gift. You're a healer. But I if I were to do people patterns of it, a 3 to in the old school to me was the healing. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the magic numbers of 3. What is the 3 in the tarot, Dina?
Well, there again, you get your different modalities, but like the 3 of pentacles is building, working. So you're still working on something. And the 3 of cups, that is to me like marriage or celebration or a party or just happy. That's a happy card. The three of swords is, it can either be heaviness coming in or heaviness leaving.
Oh man, I got the chills there when you said that. As you guys are listening in, you guys are filling the phones, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to give you that few minutes of reading to let you know that we're here and we love you and help you. Make sure you go on Jethro Smith's site and say yay. No, I'm teasing. Go on psychicsgonewild.com and say my name, and I want to be in for June Madness. We're giving away books from Nicholas David Nen. Those of you who listen to Soul Retrieval with me and Dina, we have 2 brand new books that Nicholas sent here. I always do this with you guys. I'm very careful with them. I have to tell you, I'm a readaholic. I think that I probably was the first, when I first was born, was close to a library, and I've been weaned on a card because I just love to read, obviously, with this career. But I was very careful. These books are going out. We have the book of Ghost from Nolan and Maureen McGill. We have Living in the Psychic Realm. We have Pamela Cummings' book. You guys have got to put in psychicsgonewild.com, and you got to answer them. One of the questions, there's 3 questions. One of them is, which psychic helps you? So put in there which helps you. The other one is, what musical instrument did Pamela Cummings start to play, our musical psychic? The answer is violin. So you guys just put in. I keep teasing you. I make you work a little bit. I'm giving you the answers. The other one is, who is our spot-on psychic who Jethro made feel uncomfortable when we teased her that the person that called in gave her an alias, and she still went on and did the reading and is still our phenomenal psychic on Friday nights? That's Angela Bixby. Dina, we're sitting here going through the numbers, and I got a real funny here. I had someone write here on the email, Dina, you're always spot-on. You always work with Jethro. Is he always like this, or is he just talk too fast and always doing things to you? How do you deal with it?
At first, I had to be like, if you remember, Jethro, I'm like, what? What'd you say? and now I've trained my ears to kind of follow and hear what he says. But now I call in on Skype instead of the phone because it's a lot clearer.
Thank you. And I to my answer to you, maybe I don't talk so fast. Maybe you listen a little slow. Because if you think about it, when we're doing energy, and this is something I am working on, and I thank you for pointing it out. I can take criticism. I do have a little bit of a system here. Through the years in reading, I honestly, my pineal gland has gotten so strong that I know there's times I love, like Dina said, I love for someone to give me a straight-on question so I can grab. Because when they give me general, my guides go into that lovely little room of Alice in Wonderland and they pull out, you're going to do this and you're going to have that. And what my guides feel important for a general reading may not be what you want. So I learned to talk real quick and I learned to grab the energy. Because if I don't, unfortunately, you guys have got me. You've heard me on the nights when I was like, woohoo, you know, back when we had Linda Irwin was on one night when the guides decided to go dance with Jethro's brain and I had a little bit of a silly cycle. She pulled me through and she's like, I was a little worried there about you. And I said, it does it. So that's what happens. I know you guys got fans. We're going to go ahead. We're going to let you do this. You guys remember, American Federation Psychics is true and accurate. And not only am I a member of it, a proud member, but also Georgia Moranos, Dina Flanagan, and Angela Bixby. So what we've got with all of us going, it's actually Angela. I always like to try to change her name around until she catches me and corrects me. But here we go. 720, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. What are you doing? 720, okay. Hello, yes.
Hello. Hey, Jeffo, this is Avatar. How are you?
I am really good. And you had me a little nervous there because I was like, now she gave up on me. I can't believe you just left me there. You left me there at the food stand with no money, no snacks, nothing.
I couldn't believe that it was my call being answered though, because I called in kind of late.
It's, you know what? There's a bunch of them dropped off. They got bummed with my story when I started asking Dina about what color of hair dye she used, and it's all natural. And then they said, if you're going to tease her, then we're out of here. And I said, Dina's like, I'm going to punch, and you missed all of it. See, if you'd have called in early, you'd have got the juice.
Oh, really?
Dina knows where I hid the burritos. We're on that right now, so we got to go.
Dina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
But
I haven't talked
to
you in a while, Jethro. I know I called the show about a week ago, and I got a reading from your guest, but I decided I was going to call in tonight.
Glad you did. This is Adina will do the reading. I'm over in Spirit Radio, A1R Radio. I do come back a little bit here to Blog Talk. Eventually, I've been praying you guys are going to have to follow us, but I feel we're going to be doing our own podcast. We're going to do Gone Wild is going to become something that they can pick up for regular radio all over. Right now, we're on 103.9 FM in Canada and 1380 AM. Mm-hmm. We're eventually, Psyche's Gone Wild is going to be wilder than all over.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a pushy little Scorpio for all my teasing. So I'll let you ask a question with Dina that you have, and thank you for calling in. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Do I need to ask a question, or can I get just a general reading?
A question would be good.
Okay. So I have a question about my love life.
Mm-hmm. You want to know about your love life?
Yeah.
You mean what love life? That one?
Said what love life? I don't have one.
That's what I
mean. Oh, no.
Not yet.
Ladies, there's a boy in the room. There's a boy in the room. Okay, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's what they said. They were joking. What love life? Well, I feel like that you're – now, I've read you before about this, have I not?
No, not about my love life. No. Nope.
Not love life, because I'm feeling like I've seen this before when I've read you. So what I feel
– Dina, you didn't tell me you could do that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it. I think I know. I'm sorry. I'll be good. I'm shocked. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling like that it's not right now is not the time for it to happen, what you want to happen, on the level you want it to happen. But I feel like probably within 6 months, that within six months, yes, that I feel like someone's going to come in. That's like, it's almost like you're waiting for the right one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it's like you don't want to be bothered anymore with the not right one.
Right.
So you don't want to kind of waste your time with that. So take this time while, you know, and work on yourself a little while you're waiting for the right one. Because if you open yourself up for that, then that will come in. That's like you saying to the universe that I'm ready for the right one. And, you know, put your list out there, your intention out there, and wait for that right one. So if someone comes along that doesn't feel like the right one, just don't get engaged in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't that because that's going to stop and put it on hold is what they're telling you. So try not to let in the ones that don't feel right. You'll know it because your body Your body will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You can recognize it better now is what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
So the one for you will be coming in probably within 6 months, I'm hearing, give or take a few, if you do that, if you keep yourself open to that.
When you say keep myself open, you mean keep myself open to the person coming in?
Yeah, rather than getting entangled with people who might not be right for you.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. And Avatar, we're talking about numerology. Do me a favor. Do you know your numbers, or would you give me your numbers here for like your birth, so I can do a birth path number real quick and see what number you are? I've always thought you were probably an 8 or a 4. We're friends, and I think that's why. I feel like we have an association.
Yeah, 8, 5, 8.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's a rotten thing for a man to ask to be hit with, but yes,
5, 5, 8, 5, 3.
I mean, 3, 12. So I've got this down, and they're telling me with the path with you, you are another 6. You're another spiritual person. You like to heal others. You're going to work with your energy, and you're going to be able to help other people, and you're not going to stop. You've had some things happen, and you're coming back from it, but because of the year and what's happening, there's the 8. I feel you have an 8 in your chart. You have a child, I'd say, that is an 8. He seems to be the unexpected. An 8's a person that I like the number 8, and I also can relate with that number. It's a number that comes through for me real strong, and it means that also as a person of an 8 that you've got a hard path. No one said it was easy. They didn't lay you down and say, here's the gravy, but you're still turning around and you're rolling along like a little train going to grab it. The angels are showing me that they're showing me a really cute thing with you in symbology. When you said general, and that's what we were discussing here, my guides are showing me that I see there's like a something here else. You're hiding, you're talking about relationship, when over here you're kind of going, I kind of have this one in mind, but I keep knocking at his door and he's not answering. I feel you have somebody you want to be the one, but he's kind of got on his horse and is headed backwards or something.
Yeah, I realized that he, you know, we had been together in previous lives, and we do have a strong connection, but I do know that it was his choice for us to be together in this life, and he chose not to. We're still very close, you know, spiritually, but, yeah, he decided that, you know, that's not what he wanted, but there's somebody that a friend of mine kind of told me about. I've never met this man before, but you know, I'm supposed to maybe be meeting him in a few weeks or so, but I was going to, you know, just take my time and not, but I am opening myself up, you know, because I really wasn't available, you know. I really didn't allow myself to really be available, you know, after my divorce. I just didn't even think about it, really. I was more focused on healing and, you know, trying to work on myself and things of that sort. So
That's what they were going through me. That's what they said, because, you know, you're not quite ready. You still have a little more working on yourself to do for yourself. Not, you know, it's for yourself.
I love it, Dina, that you right away got and you picked up about her with the energy and how there was other ones that could entangle. And I was really impressed as sitting back listening. You guys realize that even though we are psychic and we all do our work, to set back as you guys do with the listeners, and I get a lot of compliments on Dina. Dina, you always do go around the energy. Could you give me, I mean, Avatar, we know you love us because you've told us and, you know, I know you're honest. But do you, would you say, I mean, wouldn't you say Dina is just one of the best there is?
Well, you know, I haven't had very, I think I've only been on her show about two or three times, but she's pretty accurate. I think I spoke with her, like, what, maybe twice?
She's a wild
I think
one.
Maybe two or three times. Yeah. She's pretty accurate.
Well, cool. Well, we love you dearly. Other people are pushing at the door, and if I don't share, they call me a stingy one, and I don't want to be called that. So I got to run. Take care. Love you. Tell everybody hi up there in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay, and thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
We are sitting here, and we've got other people coming in through the door. We've got them coming through the windows. We also know, those of you know, that last night was Wednesday night. Amy Kavanaugh's back with Inez Williamson going crazy. So 407, how are you doing? I guess 407 is a little shy one. How about 850? How are you?
I'm fine, Jethro. How are you?
I'm glad. How are you doing? I'm sitting here. I was beginning to spook out. Two of the numbers jumped when I touched them, and then this one didn't want to talk, and I was like, I'm not that bad. Am I being too silly tonight? I can't help it. I'm happy.
No. You're wonderful. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I feel it's Sally. I feel it's our friend
Sally. Yes, it is. It is Sally. How are you?
Great. I'm doing pretty good. I've been taking the advice of friends and not trying to rush everything all at one bite. I'm the person that goes to the salad bar and takes the whole buffet with me.
That's cute. That's very cute. How are you, Dina?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And would you have
like
a question?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I have a question about a friend of mine. I'm concerned about him. He's going through a very hard time right now, and I'm worried about him.
Does he have health issues too?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like he's got like everything's coming crumbling down right now.
Right.
That's what it feels. Yeah, and so it feels like to him, it feels like that. You know, it's kind of like the end of the world. And he's got, I think, two or three decisions to make,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm hearing. And he's having a hard time trying to figure out what to decide first.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them kind of go hand in hand, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is he also maybe having to move?
I don't know. He has a sick spouse, and I don't know that it's come out yet. I had picked up on it, and I don't know that he's aware yet. I told him that this was coming for him, but I don't know because he isn't communicating with me.
Because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing there's a lot of this health issues all around. And that perhaps it's like taking him down. And so he might have to make some decisions upon moving and moving money around, and is worrying a little bit about that, and having to make a decision within the health issues too. So it just feels like he's going inside of himself. He's shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And because he does not know what to do, which foot to put forward first. And he's not used to this all happening at once.
I know.
So you give him a little while, he's going inside of himself. So if you give him a little while, he'll process. He'll come back out, but he does need to have friends.
I know. And I, you know, I try to write once in a while, and offer encouragement. I don't hear anything back when I write, but, you know, I want him to know that I'm here for him. But I can see what's coming with his spouse and that things are not good, but I don't know what to do, you know.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, there's not a lot you can do except for what you did. You extended your hand. And after he's got to process, that's what I keep seeing. He has to process, and this will probably take him a month more, maybe. And then he's going to have to come out and reach out. He's just going to have to. So you've got to give him this processing time, but just let him know that you are there for him. And he will, I think he'll come around and reach out, like I said, but you got to give him that time. Men process different than women.
I know.
You know, so we like to talk about it. You know, let's talk about it, let's do it, whatever. Men, they don't. They like to go inside themselves and think they can fix it within when then they can't always. So he'll realize that he can't do all this himself eventually.
Well, do you think he realizes that how seriously ill she is?
I think he knows. That's why he's really feeling like his whole world is crumbling, because he knows. But he's in denial. He doesn't quite want to face it yet. He's hoping that that's not as bad as it might seem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he still has that hope that that there's something you can do, that you can fix it, whatever. That's what he's still hoping for. But in subconsciously, he is in kind of in denial and knows that it's like she's deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying, deteriorating.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. So this is all the stuff that is coming to him, and it's just overwhelming for him at the moment.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dina. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, Jethro.
Bye. Good to talk to you. I'm here, yeah.
Nice to talk to you too, dear. Bye-bye.
We are here on Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going wild. It's Dina Flanagan and Jethro Smith. We were discussing numerology, and I've had two little emails here. We've got five, maybe four, six of you. We'll get a couple of more of you in on the phone. Please feel free to get a hold of us on psychicsgonewild.com and get a reading. Dina, I know that we've had a lot of people asking about the email readings. I know you do I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. You do help people. Like, if someone were to just have a couple questions and they emailed you, you do give them a deal. I had someone tell me, they said, I want to talk to her, but I really haven't got, you know, I'm nervous about the phone. If someone were to send you maybe a couple questions, would you do the email? Would you charge them a full rate, or what would you do there?
Oh, no, absolutely. I do the email, and no, I don't charge the full rate. It's more like, I don't know, to me a question is like 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like 10 to 15 minutes is a question, usually when I do an email reading. So, and sometimes, you know, I work with people. Sometimes I do $1 a minute or so much per question. You know, I try to customize to that person.
I love that about you, Dina. We've got an email here that I was supposed to ask you. Dina, you were very accomplished at the tarot. We were discussing... you guys were discussing about the numerology. I have always had a thing about 22. I love the number. It was my number when I was younger. It was on my shirt when I played. Okay, so I think they're writing softball. I apologize. They're writing something on a team, and they're saying that they're basically letting me know that. What do you think, Dina, about the number 22? And
well, I personally love the number 22 because my youngest son was born on the 22nd.
Oh.
But it's a master number, and it's a really good master number, 22. And it's and I was born on 11. So 11 plus 11 is 22.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, so I relate it in all those different fashions. But the 22 or 222 or whatever, yeah, 22 and the master number has always been pretty lucky for me.
I know for me, lucky, the 4 and 9 for Scorpio. What is the number for Libra that rules?
Well, 11 for me.
Excellent. For you. Dina has now told you guys, and that's what I love about her. She's honest, and she will tell you. We're going to try and pick up another one of you wild phone ones. We've got quite a few of you from this area code, so we're going to go 561-212. How are you, 561?
Hi,
hello?
How are you?
Great.
Hi.
This is Jethro and Dina. We're loving to talk to you, and you are?
Hi, Jethro and Dina. This is Lisa from Florida.
Hi.
Hey, rockin', Lisa. Would you love to ask our phenomenal Dina a question?
Hi, Dina. Yeah, I want to ask you. I had an interview yesterday, and I want to see how you think this might pan out for me. They seem like they're really interested in me.
You had an interview yesterday? Is this what you said? Yeah. Have you gone on 3 interviews?
Yes. Well, last week I had, yeah, a bunch of interviews last week. this week was the only one.
So you've been on. So you've already been on 3 or more.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm still feeling like it might. This interview you went on. I feel like that there's a lot of people that are going for this.
Really?
You know?
It didn't seem like it. I mean, it's only part-time, so, and she wasn't really offering a whole lot of money, but you never know with the economy.
Well, right, then this isn't the one. Maybe it is in 3 more interviews that I'm feeling is the one. Because they kept saying 3 interviews. So, in like, you might have 3 more, it might be a 3rd interview. Or a 3rd job out, or whatever you want to call it.
You don't know if it's that one I went on yesterday, because she said she would call me back.
Yeah, this one I feel you went on yesterday. Even if you got it, I feel like it's just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling like it's not the one that you're gonna end up in.
Yeah, something bigger's coming.
We're both
feeling it. I'm also feeling a really cool energy from you, Lisa. I'm going to change this, and I apologize. Dina's going to slap me if I don't stay out of her business. You've got an energy here that's really intense. You have something with dreams. I'm getting a lot of, like, really purple dreams energy with you, and you seem to be, like, right now, the guides are working with you on something with your tummy.
Oh, yeah, I get a lot of anxiety problems. I've been under a lot of stress lately.
They're working with you, and I, you're a good person. It's nice that I'm glad you called in. It's nice to have I live in Florida too. Nice to have a new person call in, but I am feeling that. And Adina, I'm feeling energy here. What color of energy would you help someone who's dealing with anxiety?
With energy, I work with a lot of blues and green with anxiety.
And the reason I got that, Lisa, is the angels kept telling me, they said, and they were telling me to hand you some energy, and they said, ask Dina what color. So I'm going to give you a blessing of blue and wish you the best. And I know that you're under stress there. Know that we're here. Definitely follow us on the right side with Psychics Gone Wild and get into our psychic chat there. We do prayers. I'll send you a free abundance prayer that'll help bring in some things and bring some money in your way. And you've got friends here. I can feel that this is just, you've had enough. You're like, quit pushing me, everybody.
Yeah, I'm at my end of the rope. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I feel like I am just hit rock bottom.
Isn't that funny? Everybody's feeling that lately.
There's got to be a planet transition, too, because the last 2 days, and
yeah,
I laughed. My astrology told me today, they said, you're at the cliff of emotional jumping.
Oh. Well, we're going into Mercury retrograde here in a few days.
Oh, not again. You know, and what's really hilarious about that is it is my rising. I love Mercury. Gemini's rock. So why does their planet have to be so dramatic about it? You know, I mean, I'm going to take that up with the planet later. But we thank you, Lisa. Blessings to you. Please.
Thank you.
Going on with the energy here, we've got some work there, and I did feel the other energy. I've had someone ask me about the intent. Now, I do know if you really get a reading that really makes you intense, I've had people say, this reading was just tripped me out. You told me this stuff, and I just can't. Don't run 7 psychics. Don't put out a bunch of cash to get a different opinion. Sit down, work with the free will. I mean, Dina, you'll tell me that too. We're very accurate. We do things. But one thing about what I love about our gift is we can sit down and we start working with you when we're doing a full reading of seeing the other picture. I have clients from 1995 and on through that I sit down and I work with. And one of the clients teased me. He said, you know, you not only help my family, you help me with the energy. You used to tell me stuff I didn't want to hear. We sit down and we work through it. I had a new, I can say confidential, I can say her first name, but from Canada. We sat down yesterday. She made me feel so good. She's like, you didn't only get me stressed out. I hung up off the phone and I never wanted to call you again. And I go, ah. And she goes, but I got to tell you why I did. She goes, is I sat down and realized all the things you said were not only accurate, but I had looked at them different. So then I turned around, I got a hold of it, and said, then what can I do? And she started wording energies to me. It's what I love when Dina said the other day, don't give me a general. My generals, you know, I've done so many of them. And everybody's like, well, there's a new training out there. If you want to prove you're the psychic, and go up to them and go general. Well, the really excellent thing, and you guys have heard me, just give me your name is my trademark. You give me your name and you get a birth. I love you to give the question. Dina, wouldn't you say someone sits down with you and you're seeing their plot of life. Don't your guides start lighting little patterns for them as it starts going, here, try this over here. Go over. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, we kind of are like the little voyeurs. We're going, they said go over here and try this out. Don't just keep going back to him. I've had people say, I had a guy tell me 14 times, I can't leave her. She has an affairs on me. She slept with my best friend. I can't leave her. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at him and I want to, you know, I'm ready to cry. I'm like, do you need to be worked with on a hearing aid, or do you need to be bonked on the head because something happened in there? And then I realized in my heart, nobody had ever sat down and gave him the other energies of, this person over here loves you dearly. He worked in an office with leather ladies, and the woman that was two deaths down, they ended up marrying. It's a happy story in Colorado, and I won't say names because of clients, but it was one of the most best weddings I ever went to. The woman idolized him. For years, she was like, he never saw it. And I think that I feel good as a psychic when I told him, I said, there's someone that really cares for you. And he started crying, and then he told me this. He's like, and she does, and I'm like, oh my gosh, because I, as a psychic, had already seen, I saw that relationship over. His, we'll say she was spouse, because she really wasn't his wife. She wasn't technically doing that role, but she was out having this life over here. He was going from psychic to psychic to do it. Can you tell a story, Dina? I know you guys, a lot of you guys are going, oh my gosh, Jethro, we're not breaking confidentiality, but can you tell a story that relates that can tell people of how we do help others with what you've done? I know you read a lot of people right there in your local community.
Yeah, I do. Even today I read three people, and the amazing, you see the difference in them from the time they get there to the time they leave, and how much lighter they are, how much happier they are, because with a full reading, you're getting right into, I do like really soul, deep soul reading. So I can get you back on your path. I can, you know, all of a sudden everything's lighter. So if you do a really deep soul reading and, you know, get a regular full reading, you're going to get a lot more. These, what we do on this radio, it's awesome and they're great, but they're just little quickie things. Now, when you're sitting down and you've got a half hour with a person or an hour, you can really see, and you can see in deep, and you can just get right in there. I know I can go right in. I can go right into the soul, the spirit, the mind, all of it. But for 5 minutes, it's kind of hard to go in and do that. That's like driving. I live in Maine. It'd be like driving from Maine to Florida to see Jethro.
My few minutes of fame was on a radio show, and on the really big push they did with me, I worked a line for a big name, and it was Billy D. Williams' line. I loved the show, loved the line. They had a little bit of a seasons at night. I was actually just a person back that they did. I used my nickname, Jeff, and I laughed because I was Jeff 1098, and I was like, call Jeff 1098. The guy called me from Canada. Canada used to have a 14-minute beep. They only got 14 minutes with you. At 13 minutes, they beeped, and then they hung up on the Canada call. Earth, because it was so expensive to call, you know. I mean, it was like, I think then it was like $5.99 a minute. I'm so excited. I'm getting these calls. He calls. I'm like, I'm Jeff, and I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'm, you know how I don't breathe. And then all of a sudden, the guys showed me. They said, there's going to be a wreck. It's going to hit this bridge. It's going to go to this place. It's going to be in a Chrysler. And I said it, and the man says, you're crazy. I don't drive Chryslers. He spent the last 4 minutes arguing with me on it. Needless to say, it happened on the month I was one day off. I said the 4th, on the 5th of April, he had this, got out, him and a friend were having a discussion, a friend gave him the keys to his Chrysler, his car wasn't running, he got in it, went to go, the bridge was messed up, he slid, went over the energy, had this problem with this, and talked to me a year later, you know, from the coming out of this, letting me know, you know, why didn't I hear all of it? And it's what Dina just said there, get with us, do the extra time. People, I don't ever want to scare somebody with this, and that isn't what we do. We do this to help. I felt bad that night, and I prayed it really hard for a while, trying to go, how do I get to him? You know, and you, those of you who want to do it, you can look up United Life Systems, and I'll show you the documentation on it. I am accurate. I am good. But like Dina was just saying there, when you get in for that 30-minute, I know how many times I've sat down with someone, and what I love with the grace of the higher power is they're telling me stuff. And I had a lady tell me, she says, I tape you for a reason. I used to be the cassette one. And we would go back later, and it would scare me because you would hear the guides behind it. Those of you who do these readings, sit down. Have a cassette player, the old cassette. I know you guys are going, how old are you, Jethro? You and Pebbles and Bam Bam are friends. Isn't it true, Dina? Remember what people would do when they sat down with us and we would go into that. They take little notes. You sit down together. You know.
Yeah. Like, I still, I'm laughing because I still use one of those cassette tape recorders.
Oh, Dina, you got to have an XP Miami Sama box or whatever the new little whippet thing.
I don't know how to turn those things on. I'm so old-fashioned when it comes to technology. And I'm like, so I tape them, and I do go back and listen to them, and it's pretty amazing, really. And you do pick up extra sounds and this and that, and it's kind of neat. But I don't know. But you can't buy those cassette tapes hardly anywhere anymore.
I had a sand reading, and I know you guys are going, what? But I had a sand reading, and they used to do a reading where the lady would sit down with sand, and she would run her hand over the sand and then do a reading after you ran your hand over it behind her. All you did was do it. Now, the sand was colored, and I know you guys are like, okay, Jethro, you were doing what at what party? No. Completely sane, completely with tea. You'd have a little bit of it, usually hibiscus tea, and you would drink it, and then you would run your hand over it. And she would do a cassette tape, and I kid you not, as she was talking to me, I could hear what sounded like a sand windstorm. It was like, and there was nothing going on in the room. I mean, we're in Colorado. I'm sitting there. I'm swearing to you guys. And what I was so impressed with is, like Dina just said, you know, we still use those. When I got out of there, what she told me was true. She did predict something very intense, which I want to tease my youngest son, Ryan, and I think he's going to be a dad again. But she predicted my children would have, which my son is no longer here, that there would be a problem and my son would be a large distance from me. And then she predicted that my youngest son would have many, many children, and the problem with him would be where he was going to land, and me and him would come to odds on it. And I love my grandchildren. I tease Ryan. We always joked about it. I said, Ryan, that's one prophecy she better be off, because she predicted 8 children for Ryan. He's working at that right now, unless we have him nipped and tucked. But you know, it's like that idea, it scared me. But you know, Dina, when they did those kind of readings back then, I know everybody likes the new things where I see this and I sense this and we're working with the ascension. But I love just a juicy old reading. I mean, if it's me and this, I want to go in. They don't know me. I sit down. I go, hello, and I want them to sit down and I want to see the candle flame. I want to feel the energy. I want to hear when we hear the wind do it and you're feeling the blessings and the psychics telling you this month is going to be intense. You're going to want to grab onto the bag of wieners in the fridge and just run for the door. You know, and those of you know I don't like them, so that's a bad week for me. But if you're eating hot dogs at home and it's just stressful, those ones I get. But when someone's sitting there telling me you're going to get the intensity, everything's going to happen, you're going to feel the enrichment. Excuse me, of what? The frosting on the cake? Because I've got my head in the fridge. I want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Help me, Dina. Am I really that old-fashioned? Or?
No, I was just talking about that today, as a matter of fact. Someone asked me, what do you like the best? Because I do all the readings like you do, like phone, Skype, email, in person, you know. And I said, I just still love the good old-fashioned readings where they come to you, you sit down, you know, your energy exchange right there in front of each other. And you're just amazing. It's amazing. I mean, you can get all this stuff on the phone, yes. But the old-fashioned way is you came and you sat down. You know, you came for an appointment. You sat down and you did your thing. And you just felt great. And just to watch, like, this, you're watching their faces. You know, you're watching them, their energy change. You're watching all of it and just how wonderful and beautiful they feel because you just, you know, enlighten them. And that's just, there's nothing like it. And like today, they came in person and they loved it so much. It changed their life. It changed everything. And that, you can't replace that. That's the good old-fashioned way. You can't replace it.
No, you can't. And I'll tell you what, too. You know, I also feel that as you go through the whole system and you're working with everybody and your friends are all putting out the energy and all the vibe for it, that's it. I remember a days back then, and I laugh at all you guys who are going, oh, my gosh, you guys are a talk show. We are. And what we do is we do a few free readings. We also want you guys to go to our sites and tip the host and hostesses because this is how we keep the lights on. So I love with you guys. We got one more. We may take two. We've got about eight of you waiting. But I had a couple of you write me on the thing. What are you and Dina doing? We're doing what we do. We're telling you about us so you know which psychic to pick, you crazy silly. We're trying to get you to like one of us. I laugh. I mean, you've got Amy Kavanaugh, a phenomenal lady, very straight from the hip. I've never seen Amy ever, you know, dodge anything. The woman's a very strong, positive, calm, strengthened individual who went to the other side and come back. When she gets somebody a reading on Gone Wild, it's there. I laughed when they said, look at the psychic mediums. You guys are number two. Look at that book. They come up with Gone Wild. They show me a picture of me with glasses. And by the way, if you guys get August psychic medium, our Dina Flanagan's on the front page. Rocking picture, very pretty attractive one. Not my favorite. I love the one where she's got her wild sunglasses on looking like Gone Wild. But Dina, I was just so excited about it because I had a friend tell me, they said, where did you find these people? I said, they found me. The angels brought them here. We all went together. They told me, I kid you not, they said, look on and you'll find your mermaid. I went on, and Amy was my friend on Facebook. I was typing my son, telling him, would you please take care of my grandson? I have a feeling that, you know, you're not feeding the kid enough, which is hilarious. Well, everyone knows I'm an overeater. But what was silly about it, Ryan laughed, is Jeff, my first grandchild, is very, very efficient on the food. But what I got and when I picked up the energy was, here's my mermaid. Long story short, here's Amy. Dina, when we were discussing about doing the readings, I know that you said, one time you told me you used to work on a cruise ship. Did you read for, I mean, you were reading for people that were on the trip going back and forth on a cruise?
Yeah, I did. Mostly local stuff, local cruises. I live on the water, too. So they're mostly local cruises, and yeah, they would go out and come back, and then some of them they would put together as whole psychic cruises. So it was always different, and the crowds were different, and some were small, some were big, but that's what I did. I got in with the cruise line around here, and I did psychic cruises, read on cruise ships, the back and forth. They had them weekly, and it was really, it was fun, but wow, because they put us down in the engine room, like down there, down below, because it could be windy up top, you know, and oh my gosh, it was so loud, and you still, like, I learned to read with so much noise everywhere, but then some would be in the quieter room, depending how big the ship was.
I ever decide to go Lulu, I'll be the Scooby-Doo out there in a van driving around doing that for readings, and I'll see you. I'll be like, this is Jethro, I finally said. They drove me to drink. 561-693, you also got in tonight. Thank you for being patient. Would you like to ask our phenomenal Dina a question?
Sure. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know what you saw coming up for me in the month of July. Everything right now is like at a standstill.
Mm-hmm. Your name, please?
Stacy.
It's at a standstill, but it's not. I still feel like there's movement in your life.
Not as fast as I wanted to. I'm always on the go, and it seems like...
That's what they're saying, is like lots of movement in your life. I feel like for the month of July, I feel like there'll be still some more waiting, but yet a little bit more forward progress. I don't see you, nothing stopping. It's just kind of like on a waiting period.
You know what
I mean? I still see it rolling. I see it rolling, but yet it's a stop and wait period, but you're not stopping. But this some of your things around you, your issues are on a wait period, but not you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're showing me. So I also feel like Do you have, is it like two things you're waiting on, two projects, two something?
Yeah, it seems like that, yeah.
Mm.
I got two things brewing and I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Well, one of them is going to move forward before the other. So the other one will be probably, one of them will be like in 2 to 3 weeks is what I'm hearing. 2 to 3
mm-hmm.
weeks. And then the other one is going to be a little later. You know, a little like August-y, I'm hearing. August, sometime in August. Or somewhere around there. But by fall, you're going to, everything will be, it will be like everything going forward, moving forward, like fast forward. So once the brakes come off, then
mm-hmm.
it's just go. Mm. That's what they're showing me, like a train rolling. Is
yeah.
what it is. That, then there'll be no stopping, is what I'm hearing. So keep up, keep going what you're doing, because it's actually, they're showing me there is forward movement. You just have to, it's almost like you got to be a little more patient.
I'm trying, but when you're used to being on the go and doing stuff, it's
mm-hmm.
hard.
Maybe that's your lesson. For right now. Just patience. Patience with it. And trust.
I will. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I feel like it's good stuff. You just have to be a little more patient with it.
You're a good person, Stacey. The angels are coming around you. They keep showing me that they're like sprinkling stuff around, and they keep saying that not only you have a good sense of humor, but they're kind of like, I keep seeing, at first I thought it was a Harley or something. I keep seeing something like a big revved up engine. They said that's kind of like you. You're like the, you're the souped up model. You're the cool one. You're the one that's like,
yep.
That's you. That's cute.
Hey.
I love that.
The train.
The train, yes, that's very good.
Keeps on
yeah.
rolling.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Going on with the energy here, we are gone wild. I know a lot of you are going, what did you guys do today? What did we do? I think today, I love what you said about reading for people, individuals. We were talking about numbers and symbology. I can't even say it. Now, we know that there's a lot of symbols and energy with the tarot. I remember the old school, and I was trained, you had to take one card at a time and sleep with it under your pillow, learn the subconscious, look at it. I got over my fear. I used to, like I said, have a shock with them. I used to touch them, and I found that it was from another life. Dina, have you ever had them come in your dreams? Because I know that I've had some people tell me they're very frightened of the tarot because of it. Do they come in your dreams? Do you see the cards at times?
I do. They definitely come a lot in my meditation. And meditation, sometimes I'm half in dream state, half out. But they do definitely come a lot there, because, like, when I'm asking a question, sometimes they'll throw me a card in my, you know, meditation state of what the answer is or what it's supposed to be. So I do get them a lot. And then when I'm out, I can get more like movies, you know, whole movies. I'm watching whole movies. And then sometimes they're worked into those. So, yeah, definitely. The tarot speaks to me quite loudly. So, yeah. And also working with the numbers, that it's what I, how I use the numbers when I do a reading, is that they jump out at me is time frame. The numbers are more about time frame for me.
I love that. And that's a good subject that we're on. We're at the last of this, and it's something we'll have to do a whole show on. This is the hardest and most oddest thing is time for those of us psychic. Wouldn't you agree, Dina?
It is. Because, you know, one time I did a reading, and I said, yeah, you're going to be quitting your job in May. This was years ago, May. Well, he did, but it was a year later, May. And so that was then. Now I'm more honed into the year you're in. And what month or how many months or whatever week. So usually that it's just you're in that same year. So it is hard because time over there and time over here are just two different things.
I told a friend one time, they asked me, I said, visualize that I put you in a place you haven't been. I grab you and I put you in a chair and I spin that chair about 5 or 6 times. I've got you all hyper and wound up. And then I take you and have you look in this window of these people's house for 3 seconds. And then I pull you back and I say, what did you see? And when did you see it? And that's how I feel when I'm getting my flash. I feel like I'm seeing it, and I'm feeling it, and they're giving me a feeling. And I had, my worst thing was, I mean, I would look for symbology for color, and I saw leaves, so I would say fall. Well, what if the person was into crazy patterns? You know, I remember when I first started, that was the hardest, and I now I pride myself with my accuracy. I had a woman tell me, she goes, you gave me all the answers, but you're really, it was just a general reading, because I wanted to know all of the times, and I felt so hurt. And then I went back through, and I thought, I did name months, I named times. I remember when people would say, you know, they could not tell you even the season. I think that, you know, I do feel as an accurate, good reader, and I have enough clients that obviously this lady I wasn't her cup of tea. But what I laughed about back then was when things were happening, like you just said there, Dina, how did you, can you tell us a little trade secret of how you learned to be the phenomenal Dina?
Oh,
you laughed. You're like, oh, I am not. You are too.
Okay. Well, I've been doing this for so long. You know, you and I have been doing this probably the same amount of years, just so long. We were born with it. That just years and years of life experience and just reading people and really loving people. I just have, it gets stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. And I have the ability to just really go inside of somebody. It's the strangest thing. It's like looking inside a body, looking inside a soul, looking inside someone's mind. It's hard to explain, but it's so strange. Don't you find that, Jethro? You can just see inside.
I do, and you're more of a healer. You go inside with other people's energy, and I, you know, I chose that path. I didn't write about it in my book, and I am going to put it a little bit into one of the other future books I'm writing about, but I chose between the two, and I agree with you that as a healer side of it, you guys do that, and I got a little scary experience. I mean, you like to do that. I'm not the scientist. Everyone knows Jethro's the cook. You hand me a kitchen, and I'm in love. You hand me stuff with food, but when you start talking about the energies, the sensations, I'm the biggest baby. We laugh here. Somebody will come in, and I'm like, ow, I'm feeling my foot, ow, my leg. And they're like, oh, I had a little bit of a sprain. I'm like, okay, you know, we don't need to share the wealth, because I really don't want. I don't like that. You guys get to experience that. I want to be up there flying around with the trapeze going, whoa, I saw, did you see the lady with the cool hairdo? I want to be doing that. You're down there like, come on, elephant, stand up. And I'm like, he's going to hurt you, Dina. You know, that's what I think. I think in the show, that's how it rolls, you know.
the life inside of Jethro's mind.
Now we know why they keep me at home. No, I'm kidding you guys. But it is, and if you see them going with like you healers, you guys do that sensation. I mean, I've had Amy do like about 220. The time that you and Pamela were on together, I got done and I laughed. I used to have an afro for a while. I went through this crazy phase, and I put an afro done. I had a really big thick hair, and I had a big fro, and I had an afroed. And it was just, I know, you're laughing, you're like, oh, that. And my sister better not show those pictures on Facebook. She's shown everything else. But and it's like it was hilarious. But what was wild about it was when I got done with the show, that's how my head felt. It's like that feeling. I know you ladies who know about the curler days, when your head's tight like that and that feeling when they used to, that's how my head would feel. I would have to go outside and I'm like, oh, my God, you healers. And I'm grateful that I chose the psychic path, because I think had I done like you with both of them, I don't think I think I'd be put somewhere. They'd be like, Jethro, pick up the crayons. Stop chewing them.
Yeah.
Use them for the basket. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be mean, but I really, it was just wild, the energy.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is a very weird thing. It's a weird feeling, a weird sensation to be able to see inside a body and really just go in. It's so strange, and I don't know, because I can see what your soul needs, what your physical body needs, what your mind needs. I can see it all when you go in for a long reading. You get to see all that.
We had him teasing me here about wanting us to do a class. We're going to do a class, me and Amy Kavanaugh, over here in Tampa, Florida. And they have a haunted theater here. And they want me and Amy to go in and do the theater. I said, yeah, Amy's going to roll right through it. Nobody's touching me. Because the last time I went, and I do a little ghost hunting, but that's another sensation. You get in and they're like, whoa, whoa. They laughed at me. We went to an Undertaker place there in a mortuary. And I had him pat me on the shoulder. And then I think someone tried to pat my leg and scared me. It was like, I go to ghost flirt, and they're like freaking out, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's like, I can't, you know, that's that different type of psychics and medium. You guys, I love you dearly. We're going wild. This is Jethro, and I apologize to the nine of you who wanted to come in and talk. You got to listen. Get a hold of us. We'll give you a full reading. I also don't apologize that we are giving you entertainment. We want you to realize we're here to help, but if we just tell you little pieces over the phone all the time, we'll be like the linguine noodle. You'll just throw us to the wall and see if we're tough to the teeth, al dente. Dina, tell them what you want before they kick us out the door.
Well, everybody have a good weekend and try to weather this Mercury retrograde we're going to enter in, and enjoy your summer.
Tune in tomorrow night. We know that Georgia and Angela are going completely wild. We love all of you guys, and we will talk to you soon.